Cinéphile.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma. Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that? Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
Cinéphile. Roslyn Hyams.
Hello and welcome to this month's Cinephile. Cinephiles are no doubt starting to gen up on the films in the lineup for this year's Cannes Festival. We can feel the big event approaching on the spring breeze in France. Before the excitement gets fully underway, films with a French touch releasing in cinemas this month include The Escape, produced by and starring British actress Gemma Arterton, known for, amongst other picks of recent years, French director Anne Fontaine's bittersweet Gemma Bovary and Stephen Frears' very British satire Tamara Drew. The other film I chose out of the March-April batch is a first feature directed by Parisian Valide Matar and called Vent du Nord, Northern Wind in English.
Take one.
Our special guest comes all the way across the channel and is a francophile as well as a cinephile, Gemma Arterton. She plays Tara in The Escape, a.k.a. Une Femme Heureuse. The title reflects the simple storyline that director Dominique Savage and Arterton worked on together. A young woman, wife and mother in a comfortable home with a loving husband is unhappy, unfulfilled and balks against her routine.
I'm not happy. Do something else.
It's a phase. Kids are hard. I told you that.
I can't do this anymore.
Arterton is Tara, Dominic Cooper, her uncomprehending husband, and French actor-director Jalil Lespert is her very brief encounter in Paris.
And I thought maybe I could do this art course. What do you think?
The Escape, Une Femme Heureuse, reads like a short story with train ride views instead of an illustrated page inserted before each chapter, and it provides food for thought and a touch of angst. Gemma Arterton hopped over to Paris at the end of April to talk about her latest film.
I'm really proud of this film because I think it's very honest and it's not necessarily an easy one to watch. It will spark conversation because I think it's quite a taboo subject. Talking about a woman that leaves her family is quite, it's, you know, easier to talk about really horrific acts. There were many more sort of films made about murderers and all sorts of things like that, but speaking about a woman that leaves her children is a really tricky thing. I think it sort of primarily kind of frightens people.
Is it in a way a soft, in inverted commas, feminist film, then?
I mean, I'm obviously a feminist, but I don't know, actually, what the answer to that is. I mean, I don't know if, even having made it and seen it, I still don't know what the right thing to do is. I mean, I've always been interested in this. When I was growing up, my mum raised us on her own, and she was miserable, for the most part, because it was really hard for her, and she kind of dedicated her life to raising us. And I remember thinking as a child, I'd much rather her be happy than feel this sacrifice that she's made. And it's always been something that's interested me, is like, when you have children, do you need to sacrifice something, or what's more important? And I don't think this film answers that. It just sort of takes you through what this one particular character is going through. And hopefully it makes a person think about their relationships. And it's also a very intimate portrayal of the breakdown of a marriage. And I love relationships. I love exploring them. And I think this film really is a deep exploration about marriage and one particular relationship. And you know, miscommunication and what happens when you don't communicate.
The film does take place partly in France. You have a particular connection with France over and above speaking French.
It wasn't until I learnt French for the Gemma Bovary, really, that I started spending time here. And I love it here. I mean, I love Paris and I love Parisians. And I think there's a real appreciation here for art that, in a different sense to it in London. I mean, you know, you can say I'm an artist in Paris, and And you're not looked down on like being pretentious in London. You say it and they say, all right, mate, get down off your high horse. But there is a real, it's taken very seriously here.
Gemma Arterton, thank you very much for speaking to us today. We wish you all the very best with your film, The Escape, Une Femme Heureuse.
Sometimes we need more courage to stay than to leave.
Is this what you fucking care about? No fucking art!
I just need you to tell me what to do.
Take two. Ça tourne. Cinéphile, RFI's movie pick.
Walid Matar's Vent du Nord, or Northern Wind in English, blows industry away from the north, creating unemployment in an ageing society, and creates jobs for young people in countries in the south, in the case of this film, Tunisia. This first feature takes place in working-class France, in Calais, on the Channel coast, and is paired with a suburb of Tunis. Starring Corinne Massiero as the redundant Hervé's wife, Philippe Robot as Hervé, and Casey Mottet-Klein as their 18-year-old son, Mohamed Amin Hamzoui as Foued, the ambitious, love-struck factory worker, and Abir Benani Zarouni as the object of his desire. The characters are all clever, lucid. They portray people struggling earnestly to maintain a living and their dignity. The two younger men do what they think it takes to get a foothold in the world of work.
Voilà. Regarde ça. Déjà? Ah ouais. Le macro, c'est rapide comme l'éclair, mon vieux.
Comment ça se fait qu'il y en a autant?
Eh ben parce que je sais où il se trouve.
Pour moi, il y a un côté pessimiste dans le film, mais il y a le plus. Pour moi, c'est un film optimiste sur le.
There's a pessimistic side to the film, but it's optimistic about human beings. My characters stay on their feet in spite of everything. Even when Hervé is offered a temporary job, he's there. He's still standing. Fouad, he's going to try to do something. We know that it's not going to work, but he's going to try his luck. The optimism in the film lies in that any normal human being wants to survive. He wants to keep going. The question I'm asking is whether in the current system are human beings important? Sadly, I think not. And that's what is pessimistic in the film. The system is like a northern wind, a cold wind which allows us little room for maneuver. And we try to get ahead in spite of this wind, like the seagull in the film, which battles with the wind.
Comme la mouette, vous allez la voir dans le film, qui va contre le vent à un certain moment.
Matar's social realism is less hard-hitting and tear-jerking than the Ken Loach's or Dardenne brothers' films. He tells his diptychs he transports the story back and forth across the Mediterranean with a little cinematic magic.
Mon désir, ça a été de raconter quelque chose d'humain.
I wanted to tell a human story, close to the characters, and concentrate on a story about a relationship between a father and his son in France, and a love story in Tunisia. Universal stories. I put them in an unusual structure that evokes globalization and illustrates that human beings who are confronted with unbridled capitalism are going to face difficulties if they want to get ahead. And finally, I wanted to tell the stories in a more gentle way of two workers on the bottom rung of the ladder to say, at the end of the day, they are the same as each other.
Vent du Nord, Northern Wind, is a refreshing look at some recurrent social themes in the cinema in recent years, like economic migration, globalization, and unemployment. The film shows characters who rise to the occasion and become everyday heroes. Well, that brings us to the end of this month's Cinéphile. Dominique Savage's The Escape, or Une Femme Heureuse in French, whose original dialogues are in English, releases in France on April the 25th and is set to release in the US on the 18th of May and in the UK on the 3rd of August. Vent du Nord by Walid Matar, released in March in France. Next month, my special guest will be Wide Distribution Company's Loïc Magneron, whose film catalogue includes Raoul Peck's documentary, I Am Not Your Negro. But we'll be talking to him about a different documentary, his late father's film, made just after the 1968 student demonstrations here in France, the clashes with police, the general strike that launched another French social revolution. A documentary which premiered at the first Directors' Fortnight in Cannes in 1969. So thank you for listening to Cinéphile this month. I hope you'll catch The Escape and Vent du Nord from me, Roslyn Hyams. Until next time, goodbye.
Dans la vie, quand une chose n'est pas sérieuse, on dit c'est du cinéma. Pourquoi vous pensez qu'on ne prend pas le cinéma au sérieux?
Je ne sais pas, moi. Peut-être parce qu'on y va que quand tout va bien.